This is Killshot, a supernatural fanfic written by Kellaferfic and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G. Dean thinks probably the funniest thing about their whole day was the poor teeny nerds who ran the joint, trying to find a vest that fit his brother. Dean knew that Sam was getting beefy in an abstract way, but putting on the largest adult-sized vest they had and making it look like it was made for a 12-year-old was truly deeply hysterical, and also had Dean thinking that maybe he should start checking his brother's duffel for steroids. Eventually, someone came up with a vest especially made for the extra husky gentleman, and Dean will never, never let Sam forget it. Dean's own vest buzzes with a kill shot, and Dean spins, eyes narrowing at Sam, who has managed to sneak up from behind. "Oh, you bitch!" Dean snaps. Sam chortles and runs for it, before Dean's own weapon can activate again. He's supposed to stay in his designated zone while he's dead, but Dean's never met a rule he didn't want to break in his life, and he is up and pursuing his brother while the damn vest is still vibrating against his chest. Dean only realizes he's been led into an ambush when it's too late to do anything about it. What's mortifying is that he's been led into an ambush of four 12-year-old girls, who squeal and jump about in pink and pigtailed ecstasy while he's left standing with a, yet again, buzzing vest. Sam stands off to the side, eyes alight and hands up, two fingers aloft in a girly V for victory. Candy, Sandy, Mandy, and Beth, for Christ's sakes, gather around Sam, who crouches down and looks to be issuing orders. They stream away in different directions, reminding Dean of the Wicked Witch sending out her flying monkeys. "Dude, how have we been here long enough for you to have minions?" Dean complains, smacking at his vest because it won't quit buzzing this time. "I'm just naturally charismatic," Sam says with a tilt of his head and wide eyes, but then his serious face cracks up and he laughs. "Come on, man, I promised that I'd go kill their brothers." "All right," Dean relents, the vest finally, mercifully stopping its buzzing, only to restart again almost immediately. Dean whips around and one of the little girls is right behind him. "That's three," Sam calls, wisely making a run for it. "Whatever my brother is paying you, I'll double it," Dean says, hunkering down to little girl level. The end.